Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Sage. Welcome to my debut show. I am literally off the chain with excitement right now. But before I go any further, I must give a huge and mad shout out to Tribe Family Channel for giving me this incredible opportunity. You know, this is something I've always wanted to do. I've been a guest on so many radio shows and programs, but to have my own show now is such a blessing, and I'm really, really humbled and honored that I've been given this opportunity. And now I want to welcome each of you into my world, the Queendom of Sage Wisdom, and I thank you all for being here. I have so much in store for you. I'm really looking forward to opening up to you with mind, body, and soul. I'll be sharing a whole lot with you. Some of what I'll be sharing with you will be about my life story, my journey of how I rose up out of the ashes and have grown and evolved to be in the place I am today, which is a really good place. It's not perfect, but it's promising and hopeful. You know, I'm still on that path, you know, that path to enlightenment, that path to self-realization and self-mastery, because I believe that the ultimate goal in life is that, and I'm enjoying the experience. For those of you who don't know about me, I am very, very passionate about health, fitness, and personal transformation. I've devoted over 20 years of my life helping people. As a fitness expert and personal trainer and nutrition specialist, I'm now a life coach and relationship and spiritual coach. I believe it's my calling to reach inside of others to help them live to their full potential and rise up to a higher plane. So I'm really hyped about this opportunity to connect with you on a really deep level. So again, welcome to Queendom of Sage Wisdom.
I love it. And, oh, that was, I love it. Now you want to definitely incorporate Sage Wisdom International. Welcome to Queendom
okay,
of
so
Sage Wisdom, brought to you. You can say whenever you want to say it. That's, this is yours. You owned it just then. You continued on it. So I would, you know, you can say it in the beginning, you know, this is brought to you. You know, when you say Queendom of Sage Wisdom, brought to you by Sage Wisdom International.
Okay, I thank you.
You
here
know.
We go. That's where it goes. Right there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you
so
like
that?
Like
you
intro?
Nailed it. I really love that. It's very relaxed. It's you. It's not, you know, commercialized. It's authentic, and you spell out everything that you're doing. You're giving your guests the welcome mat as to how what they can expect from you, what you're bringing to the platform, and then you know, once you do your intro like that, which was perfect, you nailed it, then as you proceed, when you, you know, welcome your guests, you also want to let your guests know, and I forgot to let you know this, that if our call disconnects, if your call drops, simply call right back and the engineer will see your call and reconnect you. You don't ever have to say my name. I don't know if I told you, but I'm not Diddy all up in the, you know, video. As much as I love him, you know, I prefer to just, you know, you can just refer to the engineer because, see, you're owning, it's your show. They don't know that you're not clicking the buttons and stopping and starting the music or opening the phone line and that sort of thing. So you want to give them that perception that that's you working those buttons unless their call drops. Now, if their call drops, you know, or you know, not, you don't even have to stretch that. I mean, it could always be that the engineer is working the buttons or whatever, because you're going to need, if anything does, if anything can happen, it will happen. So if a call drops, hey, if your guest, if their line is dead and you're talking, you just say, okay, well, I guess we lost, you know, so-and-so, but while we're waiting for our while we're waiting for them to call back in, I mean, because we're all familiar with these cell phones and dropping and what have you, then you can, you know, just refer to our engineer. We'll reconnect the call and we'll pick up from there. But, you know, and then you could probably go to a station break or refer, you know, them to your promotions and marketing material or whatever it is you want to fill in that gap. And then when your guest, if they were to drop off, were to reconnect, what form of communication would you want us to maintain? Because I always maintain communication with the host, either via email or text messaging is like, you know, spot on. But if you're on the phone that I'm texting, people can hear when you stop to read. It's just, I know when someone's paused to read and, you know, what have you, but I can always email you and you can have that email up. You can be at the computer and then, or do you want me to just pop in and say, hey, this is the engineer, so-and-so's call drop, but I will reconnect them as soon as they're back. And then when they come back, for you to know they're back, usually I'll just open up the line and then they'll say, oh, hey, sorry about that, because, you know, they'll just pick up and just keep it running smooth if that were to happen. If you were to drop off, then I would jump in and I would say that, you know, same thing while we're waiting for you to reconnect, and then I'd play your music.
Okay, great. I don't mind the engineer dropping in and verbally saying, you know, that telling me that the guest dropped off.
What took place. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure.
I've heard that myself on other, you know, on other shows. But, you know,
right.
I've also heard the host say it too. So,
right,
you
know, right.
I think maybe I should say it, you know, at first. Maybe I should. And to say, oh, we lost our guest, and we're waiting for the engineers to reestablish our connection or something like that. So,
right, that's fine, because if they're no longer responding to you and you don't hear them, then obviously they've dropped off. So, you know,
yeah,
you just keep rolling. You know,
yeah,
now
so
if there's anything where, you know, there's no forewarning to give you, then, you know, of course I might come in. But, yeah, just, you know, if for some reason you're – guest is at any time no longer audible, you know, just let your own sensory, you know, pick up and let you know, because you do that anyway. You know, when you barely hear someone, you're trying to determine, did they just go into, you know, a no signal zone, and but you can still tell that their line is open, or did they just drop off completely? So you'll be able to tell naturally. And you always want to let your guests know in the beginning, like either in the what I call the green room, that 5 minutes worth of time before your show actually starts is the green room. And you can tell them then, and then you can ask them any questions that they may have, because people do come up with different questions that aren't thought of before the show. They might want to offer you some information that they hadn't talked to you about, and they want to, you know, get pre-authorization. Let's see. So, and then what is your outro? Will you just simply be signing off, or do you want to sign off with Here Comes the Sun Again?
Well, I wanted to sign off with a quote.
Well, oh, so then you... You will carry out the signing off. So when you sign off, it's you. I don't have to open up a file. I don't have to start a file.
Okay,
correct?
So what I wanted to do, when you say start a file, you mean like the beginning, like what you did with the opening?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Do you have an outro?
Well,
you know,
I,
you if you wanted to do a quote, you know, and you want to record it, you can record that with your phone and email it or text it to me directly from your phone. I can email it to myself, see if I can flip it and flop it up into a file and upload it, so that if you want a consistent outro at the very, very end of the show where you've signed off and you can say, you know, I can run the outro or whatever, however you want to signal me for the outro, that's fine. It can be, you know, however you want to do it. And then I was going to ask you if you would, if you wanted to play any other files, you can play your Genius Common file. Remember, you have the two slots that your actual, let me see, do you have two slots or how do we do yours?
Yes.
Let me pull up my, okay.
I'm still trying to get those filled.
Well, you know, and what you can do is you can actually, you know, I just cold call people. You have a couple of partners or whatever, however you feel, or if you want to bypass it, you can do that. Or if you want to offer it as an incentive for people tuning into your show, they can inbox, you can have them inbox you. You have a, you know, a special going where they can, you know, for your first debut show, they can actually get a, you know, get a mention. It's up to you. It's up to your creativity. It's yours.
Yeah.
Let's see. And you can bypass it if you like. If you want some help with it, I can see what I got on deck, but, you know, we're so slammed and it's like right here, right now. So we would only have tomorrow. Let's see. Let me see. Was it something else? Okay.
As the show is going forward, let me ask
you this before I forget, because I was saying, was there something else? And I totally forgot. So let me tell you this so I don't forget. Will you be taking any callers? Because I have to have a way to indicate to you which, area codes and prefix are on the line calling. So will there be a time in your show where you're saying, okay, and, you know, if there's any calls holding or that there are, you know, however, will there be a portion of the show where you actually take calls, or are you just going to run straight through with your guest?
You and I vibe so much, because that was my question. When you said, don't let me forget, that was mine to you. So about that. I like to connect with folks. So I like to actually talk to people one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like to do. So, yeah, I do want to take calls. And I was going to ask you, how do I do like that? Like, should I just wait until the end, you know? Yeah, so that it could just be consistent where people are calling in, like, maybe for 10 minutes or whatever toward the end.
I would.
So what
should I do? I would reserve a segment towards the end of your interview with your guest panel to take any callers. And if there aren't any callers, then I wouldn't even mention that you take callers. So therefore, here again, your email and my email, we'd have to be connected there, be in sync, so that if you don't have any callers, then you're not, you know, announcing callers, and then it seems like the building's empty.
So how do I know that I'm going to have callers or not?
Because I'm going to email you, and before your show winds down to, let's see, are you doing one two-hour show or two? You're doing two one-hour shows, I see you.
Right.
So you're on the 6th and the 20th. And so what I would do is, of course, you know, we're connected via email. Towards, I would say, 40 minutes into your show, I will let you know at that particular point in time if you have any callers waiting. You know, you can always say at the beginning of the show and on social media, give me the rest of the day to put together the promo with your pictures and stuff, lovely pictures. And then also, you know, after we do the release, of course, on there, you know, it's going to say that they can call, guest call-in number, and what have you. So 40 minutes of the show, I will email you. If there's callers on there, I'll let you know. And then you can, you know, say, callers, I see you. In fact, I'll let you know before that so that you can say, you know, I see you, callers, you know, can't wait to hear your thoughts and questions. And we'll open up the phone lines at the 45 or at the 50. You know, towards the end. That way, you know, they know you're not ignoring them. Just hang with you, listen to everything that you and your guests are discussing, dropping gems and connecting, and then, you know, your callers will likely have some questions to extrapolate from that discussion. So it's worth them waiting, you know, to the end of the show anyway, so you can get as much out of your guests as you're trying to get, because this is not the caller's show. This is your show, which you're getting, you know, a lot of information from the guests that you're speaking with and bringing. And so I also need your guest information so that I can create the promo. So in a separate email, you want to send me your guest name, image, and a brief bio.
Oh, I sure will. Okay. So do I do that for each guest? Like every,
absolutely.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
Right.
Otherwise, I have no way of knowing what we're promoting and who we're promoting. Now, if you already know who all of your guests are,
Oh, no, I don't.
If you are, okay, so then send me that guest so that I can get this locked solid, and then we have 2 days. We have Sunday and Monday to promote, and we're still good. You know, I'm just like, you know, a week out. You know, I have people that don't promote until 3 days out because of, you know, there's people that promote a year out, you know, depending on what it is. If it's a cruise and you're saving for it, guess what? You already know what they're doing in 2018 right now,
right?
You know, so it just depends on what it is and your feelings about it. So never feel like, oh, God, it's too late. No. Okay. Because we live in an instant world. Okay. And people will, you can tell them today, the party's over this way and they'll be there tonight. And you
That's
know,
right.
This. So don't let that get you all in a fluff because you've been busy and this. Everybody's busy. They've been busy. You've been busy. I've been busy. The show is on. Don't feel like you've lost any time. Don't let, you know, anything make you feel any kind of way. You're where you're supposed to be. Everything is what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I sound
hear
like
you.
Nah. I sound like I took your seminar right now. You're supposed to be telling everybody else that. Be like, calm down, we're going to be all right. Look, there will be a wedding. Remember? Why did I get married? There will be a wedding. That fool. So, what else? Did you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, so right after my intro, so I'm going to go right into introducing my guest.
I don't know.
So,
are you?
So
it's your show.
So if I do that, I could either do that, or if I have a commercial break with somebody, if I have an advertisement, I could do that, or I could do that. You do your thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Because you know, in the beginning, if you have a sponsor, you definitely want to let them know. You know. Queendom of Sage Wisdom. This episode of Queendom This episode of Queendom of Sage Wisdom is brought to you by so and so and such and such. You know, before you even introduce your guest. Absolutely. And you can also say, you know, it's going to be so wonderful to talk to so-and-so, my guest this evening. But before I introduce he or she, big shout out to our sponsor, da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee, and then go into your guest. You know, so just, you know, parlay it. It's all married.
Okay. I got it now. So about the sponsor, I'm going to be, like, saying stuff about the sponsor. Like, just say it's, like, you know, Dr. Andrew Lipton at Norbit Family Medicine. Do I say anything else about him, or that would be it?
No, you actually imagine you're driving home from work and the radio is on. And you've heard what they say about the sponsor. They blow them up about, you know, the company, the service, where they're at, you know, what some of their clients have said, their number, if, you know, your client wants you to do that, or their website. But, you know, you want to give it a lot of oomph, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's hard to get support from people. You know, it's hard to get support. So, you know, you're so honored and grateful for it and be like, you know, you give them the cake, the icing, the cherry, and then the sprinkles too. What's wrong with that? Yeah, you know, they can't say that, you know, hey, I wasn't in your corner like you was in mine, you know. Give them a big hoorah. You're their cheerleader for that period of time, so you want them to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to feel like they were cheered on. And remember, it's live and archived. So, you know, for the life of the show, they've, you know, made history with you and vice versa. And you want it to sound like, you know, it's a big hoorah. Now, I will be in a quiet space, even though I'm not in a quiet space now. No worries. You're not going to hear. If I have to come in, you're not going to hear anything in my background. I'm just in the family environment right now.
Okay. Before I forget this, the song was mostly static on my end, and it was skipping. Like, it was dragging slow, and it was static. It was really a lot of issues. because it was her voice was skipping and it was staticky and it was drag. Some of her lyrics.
So what you
want to
do? What you want to do then is you want to Did you listen to that file before you sent it to me?
Yeah, maybe I could find another one because it was the quality of that.
This is actually going to be available for replay for us in about a half an hour because we're going to sign off. I want to hear your sign off, and you can do your quote if you want to, or just for the sake of this one, because let's just pretend like you were on for an hour and now we're 5 minutes towards the close of your show at the top of the next hour. So go ahead and close this show, and then I'll call you back today. Are you still available today? Because I want you to be able to hear your intro, and I want you to hear your outro, but we want to hear that song, how it was picked up. Because sometimes it's my end, sometimes it is scratchy than a mofo, and I'm like, what? Now, what?
Yeah, That's what it was.
And then when I listen to it, it's none of that. But I'll be over here having a conniption, okay? Short of passing out. I mean, because I wanted to go right, either play the song or don't play the song, but don't have all this noise on my show. But I'll guarantee you that it may not even be on there. I guarantee you. There's times when I don't know what it is, but my goal is to not be on Blog Talk Radio for the life of Tribe Family Channel. No one wants to stay there. We're all growing. But I think that it will actually be clear because of my experience with having had those type of episodes before. So do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, I think we're good. So when I hang up, I'm going to work on my sign off because I didn't get a chance to finish it, so I'm going to work on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it shouldn't take me long. I'm just going to, I've written so much stuff. I'm going to go through my archives and find something I wrote on this because all the quotes that I say are going to be my quotes. I always like to say it's somebody else's quote. So these are all my, because I'm a writer, so I write.
Absolutely. I'm a quotologist myself, so I'm writing them all the time. They come all the time when you're that vortex. So what you want to do is compose that. There was something I was going to say. I lost it. But okay, so what we'll do is you do your outro. Are you going to be available a little bit later, say like in the next hour?
Yep, come and make myself available. Yep, who am I?
Okay, because I want us to be able to replay.
I am, yep.
Okay, I want us to be able to replay the show, and then so we would be actually – you would be actually signing off right now, and then so once it clicks to the top. And there's times when, like I said, the show is just going so well, you may go into overtime. You will have that liberty. Now, did you hear her say 90 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
No, I didn't hear her say that now, no. At the beginning,
oh, you
I
didn't
heard
hear her,
her
okay.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, so she just said 90 seconds. So you won't hear that. So you'll have to be mindful on your end of your time. And, like I said, there's no worries, So did you hear her say 60 seconds?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you're not hearing the audio that I'm hearing. She's giving us the countdown that the show is ending. So we have 60 seconds left. Now, what if you're still talking to your guest and you still have two or three more questions? I want you to keep going. Take 15 more minutes, take a half an hour, go by the flow of it. If you can always just keep going for 15, 20, no more than 30, because we don't want to really hang out that long. I'll let you know if there's something else that I have to do. But this is only in the event that, you know, you haven't prayerfully, and then she just said 10 seconds. So prayerfully,
yeah,
everything will, you know, yeah, make a note that try to actually end the show on time, but I don't want it to be like on pins and needles and thread, because you still have a couple of more questions, you know.
Right.
I just want you to flow with it, close out like that. Hey, we went into overtime. If I have anything scheduled for myself that day, which I don't, because this is what is on my schedule, I'll let you know. But if there shouldn't be any appointments or anything, I shouldn't have any conference calls, you should just be able to flow into overtime if you have to. So technically, your show is over, had you been on for a full hour. So work on your outro. I'm going to work on your promo. Email me all of your guest info. So that, because I can't promote anything until I know what we're doing.
Okay.
And then I responded to you with Queendom of Sage with the TM trademark, and then I sent you Sage Wisdom International with the registered mark. You know, no one knows but you and I, but eventually you're going to do one or the other or something, and, you know, but it's copywritten upon your writing. So, okay, yeah. Miss Sage, Queendom of Sage Wisdom, that was real. I just wanted to be able to go through an exercise so that, you know, you're not nervous about anything.
No, now I know, you know, how it goes. The fast food was making me nervous. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do I do? But I'm glad you like that intro. I'm glad that...
Yeah.
If you like it, I'm cool. I'm good now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you just want it to flow casually and naturally anyway, you know. So you did wonderful. That was perfect. What else? All right. So we'll talk and say about an hour.
Okay. And I'm going to send you John Slocum's information. I'll email it to you.
Okay. All right. All right. Talk to you soon then. All right. God bless you. Great job.
Gotcha.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.